Dateline Washington, Monday, April 13th, 2009. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, the captain is free, but the piracy problems continue. We'll talk with retired Air Force General Tom McInerney about the precision of the Navy SEALs in rescuing Captain Richard Phillips, how it got up and down the chain of command to go ahead with that action. We'll also get his opinions on what should happen next to radically reduce the threat of piracy in that region and throughout the world. Can we effectively dismantle this piracy threat in that region of the world, or could we get bogged down like we were in Somalia in the early to mid-1990s? Also in this edition, Obama changes our policy towards Cuba. Travel restrictions and money flow restrictions have now been lightened. What's the significance of that? And what else should the Obama administration bring up with the Cuban dictatorship? We'll ask those questions and more of Philip Peters, vice president of the Lexington Institute. Plus, congressional insight on the card check debate. We'll be joined by Minnesota Republican Congressman John Klein, who's a member of the House Education and Labor Committee. We'll get his thoughts on why he's staunchly opposed to this legislation and get his reaction to arguments for the Employee Free Choice Act voiced by union leaders like the AFL-CIO. Would a secret ballot really be abolished for workers? And what would happen under the new law if, in fact, management and labor couldn't reach a contract agreement? We'll get answers to that and other questions when we talk with Congressman Klein a little bit later in the hour. And the media and the tea parties. In just 2 days, hundreds of thousands of people will gather to protest the government's policies on taxing and spending, but will the mainstream media pay attention? We'll talk with Dan Gaynor of the Business and Media Institute. All that, plus Monday's headlines are straight ahead on Dateline Washington. We begin with General McInerney and the piracy problem, and we begin right now. My first guest in this edition is retired Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts today as a team of Navy SEAL snipers take out three pirates and rescue Maersk Alabama Captain Richard Phillips, ending the saga in the Gulf of Aden off the coast of Somalia. And the General is here not only to talk about how this military operation went down, but to give his opinion on how we should follow up to make sure that piracy in that part of the world and throughout the world is minimized. And General, it's always great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
This seems like a relatively amazing operation here with three snipers firing simultaneously to take out the three pirates, holding this captain hostage on a lifeboat. Obviously, Navy SEALs are among the elite in our military in every sense of the word. What do you make of how they went about freeing this captain?
Well, it was extremely professional. There's no question about it. The SEALs are some of the very best, if not the very best. They're clearly the very best in on-water operations like this and rescue attempts. So they carried out their mission very effectively. They were parachuted into the AOR, and probably by a C-130 that dropped them, and they made a stealthy ascent to the Bainbridge, got on board. They had some good fortune in which the weather was kind of rough in the seas, and the and they had to hook up the lifeboat that the terrorists were in with Captain Phillips to get him into calmer seas. And they also had some good fortune when one of the crew members that had, the original one that had been wounded, he was 16 years old, had to go on board the Bainbridge to get medical help, and he wanted to make a phone call. So through some excellent tactics, they were presented with the situation that all three members, terrorists, pirates, were visible, and the snipers took them out. It was around dusk when this happened, and they were somewhere about 75 to 80 feet away, 100 feet, and unfortunately one of them was aiming his AK-47 straight at Captain Phillips' back. So they were, frankly, in a position where they had to do something soon, and they did it, and everything turned out just perfect.
General, you've been at the helm at times of major operations, far more involved than the one we're talking about. Talk about the chain of command in this sort of situation. We know that President Obama, I guess on a couple of different occasions, authorized what was done. Explain for our listeners how this decision is made and how it gets transmitted down to the guys that actually pull the trigger.
Well, the important thing was is that President Obama authorized deadly force, as best as I can understand it. From looking at it, I don't have the specifics, but once he authorized the use of deadly force, that was transmitted to the Secretary of Defense, the Pentagon, who then transmitted it to Central Command, General Petraeus, who then transmitted it to the commander of 5th Fleet. They're located in Bahrain. Then he transmitted it directly to the Bain Bridge. And this authorized the skipper of the Bain Bridge that the SEAL team was on to make the decision, and what I think happened is he probably authorized the snipers, if he was smart, that if they had a clear shot, and clearly when it was looking like it was getting dicey, that they were authorized to shoot, and fortunately they got that clear shot, took out the pirate that had the weapon on Captain Phillips' back, and then the two others that had popped out of to get some fresh air as it was getting dusk there. So the important thing was he delegated the authority down to the Bain Bridge, and those are the people that were on the scene, and they should have, in fact, had control of it, frankly, throughout the use of deadly force. But they, when he jumped off initially, I understand that the president had not authorized the use of deadly force, and that's why the team on board the Bain Bridge couldn't take any lethal action. Remember when Captain Phillips jumped off the first time.
That's correct. And we're talking with retired Air Force General Tom McInerney, who's also a Fox News military analyst. And, General, now we're obviously getting threats from the pirates saying that this is escalating. The U.S. is their number one enemy. If they have any future hostages and the host country that, you know, claims those hostages comes after them in a hostile way, they're just going to kill them. They fired on the plane of a U.S. congressman today, Donald Payne of New Jersey, as he was leaving Mogadishu. What's the proper reaction to the way they've reacted to what we did?
Well, I would take out a few of their pirate camps in Somalia and with precision weapons and just remind them who has the most clout, and they don't want to start taking us on. It was very important that President Obama did what he did, because it's the first time in over 200 years that we have had a American ship pirated. So I think it's very important that we draw a line, we draw it very decisively, and I think we ought to take further action with them. In addition, I think we need to get the international laws changed that people are authorized to shoot at pirates once they're identified. We ought to be arming the crews of these ships with weapons. And I would put some combat air patrols of F-22s in the region, because it's about a million-mile area out there in the Indian Ocean. And if you put F-22 in a cap at 35, 50, 60,000 feet, then you can reach anywhere in that area within 30 minutes. And the quick response is the key to getting the pirates, because when they show up, sometimes, depending how slow the freighters are going, the freighters have been 5 hours or even longer before they've been boarded. So you need a quick response. I believe adding on to the layer of capabilities we have out there with the F-22 caps, with tankers, and with a Global Hawk that has the maritime surveillance mode in it, that will increase our capabilities. Send a signal, deter them. Don't get in this business.
General, the discussion, as you know, has been going on for the past few days about the proper long-term response here. Some are more concerned about the potential drawbacks of some of the attacks on the land bases, which you mentioned. They say that they're often intermingled, which sounds familiar with other terrorist groups, among residential areas. Women and children could be human shields in that sort of situation. They also look back to the mid-90s when our military intervention in Somalia ended in a negative fashion. How concerned are you about those concerns?
They're all valid concerns, but none of this is risk-free, and there will be innocent people killed. Just like there are innocent people being killed today and being put under hostage. But the civilized world must understand to be intimidated by collateral damage and a few innocents being killed doesn't mean we lock our whole society down. There must be a rationale and a determination that we will fight for our freedom, Craig. And I just am amazed at some of these thoughts. We had no problem when Thomas Jefferson sent the Marines out to the Barbary Coast, and they took care of things. So we're going to have to get over this agonizing worry about a few innocent people being killed. Clearly, stopping piracy in the region should be a very high priority in the Western and the whole world.
A couple minutes left with General McInerney. And, General, you mentioned it in passing that the chain of command worked well, in your opinion, because while authority for deadly force was given from the top, ultimately it was the folks on the scene that made the decision on exactly how to implement the plan to take out the pirates and rescue the captain. What did we learn today and as a result of this story about Obama's style? Was he generally, you think, following the advice of his commanders and advisors, or does this show an instinct on his part that we should observe in some way?
Well, I think he's got a superb national security advisor in General Jones, and I think, look, unfortunately, President Obama is clueless on national security matters, and they don't interest him very much. It's obvious the way he's cutting the defense budget. I think he has, in General Jones, someone who gave him the advice. He was smart enough to take that advice and get the chain of command at the lowest level for responsibility, that they know what's going on. Let them take care of it, and they will, and obviously they did very well.
General, plenty to discuss here, and we thank you very much for taking the time to discuss it with us. Thanks for your time, as always.
Thank you, Greg.
General Tom McInerney, U.S. Air Force retired, Fox News military analyst. This is Dateline Washington.